let's have a great Northern Nevada welcome for Gates Express.
That's called a greasy spoon. We're Gates Express. Going to have Gates join us in just a minute, but right now it's time for our featured vocalist, a young lady all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana this evening. Please welcome Miss Kay Dorian.
Rock me, baby, rock me all night long. Ooh, rock me, baby, rock me all night long. I want you to rock me like my back ain't got no bone. Roll your flowers over. Just roll me, baby, like roll your flowers over. I want you You better go and get your rocking chair. Yeah, when you see me coming, baby, you better go and get your rocking chair. Cause I want you to rock me, rock me, rock me, rock me all the way from here. baby, don't you mess around with me. I'm new, 'cause I will empty your pockets and I'll fill you with misery.
Miss Kay Dorian. All right, Kay. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend you are about to see is true. The names have not been changed because there are no innocent. This is the city, Verdi, Nevada. We were working a late night gig when the call came in for the second show. Well, that's his job. He carries a guitar. Please welcome the Deputy Sheriff of St. Tammany Parish, Louisiana, the one and only Mr. Clarence Gatemouth Brown. Thank you. Mr. Clarence Gate Mile Drive.
Thank you. That's one of my old tunes, ladies and gentlemen, called Ain't That Dandy. Right now we have a birthday. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Pardon me.
It's not a birthday. It's a thank you for Clarence Gatemouth Brown and his band for coming here tonight to Rancho Nevada from the Reno Blues Society.
I shall be partying on the bus this night. Thank you, Blue Society. Keep up the good work. Now, we have a gentleman in the house, as I started to say, have a birthday. And boy, well, we got to play for you. I think that's a cowboy with the, yeah, he's wiping his brow now. He's waiting for what's going to happen to him. Every artist jumping, happy birthday. You know, we're not going to do that, man. That's old stuff. I want you to pretend you're talking to her during this tune. I wrote this tune, and I want you to look right at her and see how you're going to come out. All right. Wake up early every morning, just before the break of day. She wakes up early every morning, just before the break of day. Every time I try to say something to you, baby, you don't hear a word I say. Go on, baby. I know you're trying to do your thing. Go on, baby. I know you're trying to do your thing. But if you miss my conversation, What a shame, what a shame, what a shame. I wrote you a long, long letter, hoping our lives could be just a little bit better. I wrote you a long, long letter, hoping our lives could be just a little bit better. But you wouldn't understand it, baby, if I had no little box for love. Dawn, baby, I know you're trying to do your thing. Go on, baby. I know you're trying to do your thing. Now that you miss my conversation, what a shame, what a shame, what a shame. Happy birthday, my man. Happy birthday. Now we're going to get him out of this sad feeling we just dropped him in. Here's another tune I covered up out of the file of the late Duke Ellington. And I'm sure we got some guitar players sitting around. Where are you, fellas? Raise your hand to me. Yeah, that's one. Any more? That's another one. Please dim those lights a little bit there. Kind of bad on my contacts. Oh, they get my eyes. You know what you had it at first where I could see everybody's face move? Please, if y'all will. It's burning it. The lights are too bright. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in my eyes. Now, that's better. No, dim that one just a little bit. Just you don't have to cut him off, but okay. Now here's this Duke Ellington tune for all guitar players. It's very easy to play, and I'm not teasing, I'm being honest. This is called C Jam Blue. Somebody say, what key is it in? Thank you. Yep, that's a little C-Jam blues there. Now we're going to go to a completely different, stay right there. Back in 1979, my daughter was born in Reno, Nevada at the General Hospital. The whole town turned out, or most of them. The bank gave her a nice piece of money. I understand she was the first baby to be born by an artist in that town, you know, out of state artist. I'm kind of glad about that. She's now 16 years old, and I called her tonight and said I was in her hometown. She said, well, Dad, I said, what do you want? Well, I don't know. Of course, she got a car now. I just bought her one, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring you some of the original candy, whatever that candy's called. I've been sucking on it all day, and it's really good. The lady told me, said, that was kind of funny. She says, now, this candy, you don't chew it. I said, no, how you eat? She said, you suck it. Wow. I said, okay. But really, it is good. It is very good. And I'm telling the proprietor I want two bags, one for the wives and one for the kids. And they can suck on that for a long time while I'm on the road. Now I'm dedicating, I told my daughter I would play this tonight. Thank you, Harry. You almost think it like me, man. Her name is Renee, and I wrote this song for her. One time she was crying, and wife couldn't do anything about it, so I got my fiddle and went up to her crib and went to playing, and she stopped crying and went to smiling and went to sleep. And so I recorded the tune, and I'd like to send this out to you and all your beautiful little girls at home. Song for Renee.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's good, right there. Now, what we're going to do now, we're going to go into some favorite country music. Yeah, because I'm quite sure I can look at you. Some of you are very country. All right. Just kidding. Here's one, a very popular tune in my part of the world. Magnificent State of Texas, where men are men and the women love it. Here's one of the two. Let's ride a little train. Remember this old tune used to call the Wabash Cannonball? You remember that one? Let's see how that would sound today. Thank you. Thank you. Now, we're going to do what they call Bayou Swamp Rock. We'd like to do it for the lady over there, happen to be from Lafayette. You still with us? All right. Get back to your seat where you were to get up in the first place. And where are you from, sweetheart? New Iberia. You got somebody over here from New Iberia? Yeah, y'all wave at one. You know one another. Well, this I recorded in Bugaloosa, Louisiana, on an album of mine back in the 80s called Bugaloosa Boogeyman. But this tune is called Sunrise Cajun Style. And you guys figure that one out. This is a funky Bayou Rock. Okay. Sometimes I took that word off.
Now, before we go back to the guitar, here's a country tune that I had out a few years back, and it will be out again on Polygram. I think that they're releasing a lot of the stuff that was ahead of its time at that time. So here's the tune. This is a tearjerker, ladies, so don't let them guys cry on your shoulder. This is called, because they're the ones caused you to drink in the first place. And now he don't know how to stop you. I'm talking to you over there. This is called Dark End of the Hallway, Stone, Texas Country. Thank you.
Hey, David Gather, in a prime of a life. Hey, then I go home and take.
Some country folks. Well, let me see how many rock and rollers we have. This is. Oh, yes. Here we go. This one I recorded, and I had Roy Clark on the album back in 1979. Here. Just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what make your big head so hard? I love you just the same. I'll always love you, cause Caledonia is your name. That girl is no good for you. So mama never did know what color was looking down. So what I did, I stole my daddy's pickup truck. I rolled it down the hill without the motor being on. Got out at the bottom of the hill, I turned the key and I got out and cranked it. And she fired up. Magneto, you know. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, buddy? Better still, it was a T-Model Ford. I went on to California. Of course, I stole about 15 foot of chain and 15 foot of rope. I had plans. I rolled that truck in reverse and went right through her living room into the bedroom, scared her to death. I put the chain around her neck with a padlock. I tied the rope around her legs, both legs. I tied her behind a pickup truck. Then I took off. Of course, part of the house followed us for a little while, but sooner or later she lost that. Got out about 45 miles. I decided to check on her because I don't know what condition she was. Boy, was she in bad shape. She had sand burrs in her hair, rocks in her chest, sand in her ear, and grits in her mouth. And she was all skin up. Oh, she looked horrible. But I had to ask her the question just before she went away. This is what I said. Caledonia! Caledonia! Let me go, baby! People ask me, where you from, Brown? Down a little bit, it's a little hot on me. I say I'm from two planets, planet Louisiana and planet Texas. And I'm serious, I belong to both planets. I got documents to prove it. But how have I got tired of answering that question? So I wrote this blues called Born in Louisiana and Raised on the Texas Side. A lot of us born in one place, raised someplace else. Texas side.
mama came from Appaloosa, Louisiana. My father, I don't know from where. And if you would ever ask me, I'd say that I don't care. Cause I was born in Louisiana and raised on the Texas side.
We will. But right now, here's another tune I wrote called Stop Time. This is a funky thing on the viola. Thank you. All right, for all of you coon asses out there, this is your final tune. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final tune. But see, I'm just recovering from the flu, you know. When my body says slow down, that's what I must do. But this was written by Lionel Hampton when he was a young man. We're going to play it like it was then, when he was a young man. This is called Flying Home. Thank you.
Mr. Clarence Gate Mouth Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for hearing us tonight. Thanks for coming out.
Here's one for all of you. You're going to have to help me. You ready? But first I'd like to ask, how many of you ladies have a dog at home? I said that one night somewhere, and everybody, all the girls pointed at the old man. That was cold. You ready? Ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho! A dog I've got. He ain't no fighter and he ain't no spot. He's a blue gum caddy who's an alligator eating dog.
Ho, ho, ho!
Ears like a radar, eyes like fire. Feet like a bear, hair like wire. He's a blue gum caddy who's an alligator eating dog.
Ho, ho!
Now, if you ain't jumping up and down this down and see one of these dogs, don't you dare walk up to a mama. Put your hand on him and tell my dad's dog. My daddy bought me one when I was a little big girl. He's so mean, that's no lie. The cotton my body and the cotton my body. He's a boot-gum caddy who the alligator dog. Now if you ever down in Louisiana, but don't ever put your hand on a boot-gum caddy who the alligator dog. Now all you beer drinkers out there, see when you dog in the backyard on chewing on old tough alligator, how you want to quit? You walk up behind him and you pull his rod in like this.
Thank you.
jacket wasn't there. Walk on water, flies through the air. Blue gum, tally, who the alligator, eat dog. You know I would have brought it with me tonight, folks. But you know it wouldn't get on that bus. There's nobody.